seconds. One time for the underdog. One time for the underdog. Ignition sequence start.
Let me see you put 'em up. Reach the sky, touch the stars up above. 'Cause it's one time for the underdog. One time for the underdog.
I'm Patrick Bedivia, host of iTim, and today I'm going to talk to you about 8 different things you can do to become more creative as an entrepreneur.
The challenge with entrepreneurship is survivorship. And let me explain to you what I mean by this. Generally, when a person goes from being an employee to deciding to start their own business and you want to be an entrepreneur, you generally have a 2-year window. It's what you have of surviving. Because the first 2 years, anything that can go wrong as a brand spanking new entrepreneur is generally going to go wrong. And I think the biggest problem that you have the first 2 years is the fact that when you're an employee, you do, and there is certain things that are told, here's what I need you to do, and you do it. So what muscle stops working is the creative muscle stops working. And the muscle that needs to be working for a person to make it in business is that same creative muscles that's been sleeping for many, many years. So let's talk about what I mean here with you today. Let me give you a study. George Land, who was did a lot of researches in his career. Dr. George Land did a study many, many years ago in 1968 that he took 1,600 kids. He took 1,600 kids ranging 3 to 5 years old to do a creativity test. 1,600 kids. To see what type of score they'll get. And then eventually that same creativity test was so good that NASA ended up using it to find the innovative scientists and engineers. So watch what happens here. At the age of 5 years old, these kids he did a study on, their creativity test, they scored 98%. Now stay with me here, 98%. Then he took the same kids 5 years later at 10 years old, study on them. It went from 98%. What do you think it went to 5 years later, from 5 years old to 10 years? Went from 98% to 30%. Their creativity test dropped from 98 to 30%. Then at 15 years old, that 30% goes to 12%. Then at an adult, 280,000 people that he tested on. 280,000 people he tested on, that creativity test ends up being 2% at 30 years old. And what he concluded at the end is that non-creative behavior is learned. We are all born creative, but our non-creative behavior, we learn. Isn't that strange? Because most of the time, well, you got to learn how to be creative. You got to learn how to be did it. You've been creative all your life. You just stop being creative. We're born creative. The other night, I'm watching my kids, my 2-year-old and my 4-year-old. They have this card they're playing with. They pull it back. Boom, it goes. They pull it back. Boom, it goes. They pull it back. Boom, it goes. Eventually, it goes on one of the couches, and they go down to reach it, and they can't reach it. So I'm not helping them. I'm just sitting there to see what they're going to do. Then they go down and they go to the back and they grab the butter knife and they try to pull it out with the butter knife. Nothing's happening. Then they go back and they bring another, you know, the salad, they take that and they try to bring it out and it's not working out. Then they go grab the broom and then finally they brought the car out and they got a couple balls and marbles and all this other stuff out. But that was their way of saying, I'm a 2-year-old, I'm gonna figure out a way of getting this thing out here. And a lot of times we become adults and all we need to do is go get a broom to pull the car out to save our financial problems. And we don't do it because we've been taught these non-creative behaviors. So what does this have to do with business? I think it has everything to do with business, because when you think about business, almost anybody that I see who makes it as an entrepreneur, you learn about them in boardrooms and rooms where we're thinking about ideas. And I'll ask questions and you'll say, ooh, that guy's still this. But you'll generally say, what if we did this? Boom, good for you. What if we did that? I'm thinking about doing that. Did you think about doing this? Did you think about doing that? Because a lot of time people come to me and they'll say, you know, I don't know how to handle this problem, my company. And we'll sit down and have a 5-10 minute conversation. They'll walk away and say, how come I didn't know that before? It's because they've learned a non-creative behavior that's prevented them from processing issues and solving problems at higher levels of their business, which has caused them to not make it in business and fail. And it can be learned. So let's talk about a few different things here. First thing I want to talk to you about is this. 8 things that causes entrepreneurs to be more creative. And some people may say, well, this has to do with all of us, period. But I'm going to use this example for entrepreneurs mainly. Number one is desperation. What is desperation? You have no idea how much we are reminded of our creativity when we're desperate. You have no idea how much we find out about our creativity when we're desperate. Surviving, if you have to figure out a way to survive when you're desperate, you're going to figure out a way to survive. Yesterday, I was sitting out with Mario, and I told Mario, I said, Mario, let me ask you a question. I said, let's just say you lost this job, company went out of business, your wife left you, your kids left you, you have no apartment, you have no car, your license is suspended, you have no money to go back anywhere, no one is willing to have you live with them. What are you going to do today, right now? Go. Look what he does. He sits there, he goes, so I don't have a place to live. No friend's going to let you live with them. I don't have a car to sleep in. You don't have a car to sleep in. Well, if I go get a job and I need to eat food today, I will not be able to get paid for 2 weeks if I have W-2 because I have no savings. So I need to get something that makes money today. Maybe I need to go work somewhere where there's tip and I can get something today, or go to a person that's selling products and I can take that product and go sell it out, that's cash, and I can make some immediate money today and I can buy something wholesale and I can sell it at retail. But by the time he was done after 10 minutes, he figured out his 1, 2, 3. And he said, this is what I would do. Now, why did he come out with the 1, 2, 3? Because the mind went into a place of desperation. When we're desperate, we figure out things to survive. But the challenge becomes this. The purpose of entrepreneurship is not just survival. You're not supposed to just survive. I see a lot of, I've been a business owner for 30 years, man, it's a struggle. It's not supposed to be a struggle for 30 years. It's not supposed to be. I've been an entrepreneur for 15 years. You know what it is, man. It's a grind and I'm grinding. I'm just like, oh my gosh. No, it's not supposed to be that way. You've chosen to be in the survivorship, surviving mindset. Surviving is a mindset you got to eventually graduate. You got to graduate this mindset into creation. But desperation, too often we let too many instances get to the point when we're too desperate. And then guess what? Most of the time it's already too late. Company goes out of business, or your business goes out, you have to close up shop, or you give up and go back and do whatever else you have to do. Point number two is frustration. Creativity is also caused by being frustrated. I'm so frustrated what's happening to my kids. I can't believe my kids are behaving this way. You know what? What do I need to do? We need to do this, this, this. We need to move. We need to, what if we did this? And what if we have that? He needs to hang out with this. And so we need to move over here. We need to get this house and we need private school. Then you come out with 3 steps. You're frustrated. I'm so frustrated. My financial situation and I can't even tell you. I need to figure out a way to make more money. And what if I start doing this? And if I start doing that and I did this and I talked to that, boom. Frustration. You know, my business hasn't grown at the rate I wanted to grow. I'm so sick and tired. The other guy came here before me. After me, he's only been a business owner for 2 years. I've been a business owner for 8 years. How's it that he's making $600,000 a year and I'm only making $72,000 a year? There's nothing more different about him. I need to change something about my business. Frustration causes a certain creativity to you. Number three, curiosity. Curiosity can either be a muscle or it can be a byproduct. Let me explain what I mean by this. It can either be the fact that you're a very, very curious human being. You're absolutely curious all the time. Or it could be the fact that it's a muscle you're developing. You're developing this muscle. I'm so curious to know whether we can do that. What if we can do this thing better? I'm so curious that what if we can go faster? I'm so curious, what if we can make this thing to be cleaner? I'm so curious, what if we can make this thing to have the product that when you eat the sandwich, it's better? I'm so curious, what if we could do this, this, this? Curiosity creates creativity. Number four, love. When you love something, when you love somebody, you're creative. When you love somebody, you give them gifts in a creative way and you go to their house and you know, you'll put a card and they'll open up the card. And when they open up the card and it says, I love you so much, baby, ta 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 ta, you know, my life's changed ever since I started dating you and blah, 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 blah. I want you to go to your bedroom and see what's under your pillow. And she goes to her bedroom and goes under the pillow, and then under the pillow is a nice little gift. And let's just say she loves Starburst, you know, candy. And there's a box of Starburst candy there. And then with a note, I know you love Starburst. I just want to do whatever I can. Every time you put a smile on your face, it puts a smile on my face. But there's another one. I want you to go to your car right now and open up the dashboard. And she goes and opens up the dashboard, and the dashboard opens up, and boom. Next thing you know, there's a gift card to, you know, a spa that she wants to go to. I know how much you love to go to the spa. Today's your day. I want to pamper you. You have an appointment set up today at 2 o'clock, but there's more. I want you to go right now to the closet and open up your closet and your favorite dress. There's something hanging off the top, the coat hanger. So she goes there. That's creative. I love. So I want to, So it's creative things you're doing. She's like, oh my gosh, babe, I love you so. Because you love, we're creative. The other part, number five, is hate. When you hate somebody, you're also very creative. You say, you know what? Let me tell you what he did to me. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to put this together, and then we're going to get, boom, then we're going to get him like this. I mean, that's not good creativity, but it's still creativity. The other one is passion. When you're passionate about something, you have many ways of being creative. Many, many ways of being creative. It doesn't matter what it is. If you're passionate about something you're doing, that gives birth to creativity. Then it's purpose. If it's a bigger cause, bigger reason to wanting to do something bigger. You know, somebody asked me yesterday, I'm working on a very, very big project that has to do with some people around the world that are very, very well-known celebrities. I'll launch it to here pretty soon when it's finalized. And we had 7-man camera crew who flew in to meet with me here, and we recorded, we shot the whole thing. And they were asking, so why do you create all this content, you know, about entrepreneurship? Why are you doing this? I said, honestly, this is an absolute purpose of mine. It has got nothing to do with money. Money is very easy to make, very, very easy to make. Once you learn how to make money one time, you can learn how to make money for the rest of your life. I said, but there's a purpose where I know what it did for me to go from a 1.8 GPA kid in a broken up family when I joined the military because I didn't have any other route to coming out and, you know, I learned too many non-creative habits and wanted to get back into the creative habits. And I became an entrepreneur, and the first 2 years was hell, and then I made it, and my life changed. I want to inspire and encourage as many people to become entrepreneurs as possible because that's a purpose. So that gives me creativity. And the last one is an uneasiness about the status quo. You are uneasy about status quo. You're uneasy about being content. You're uneasy about how things are, and you want more. You want to get it better. You want to make things better. So you're not comfortable with where you're at, and it's always about figuring out ways to get better. And that mindset alone creates, it gives birth to creativity where you make things better. So now, those are 8 things that cause entrepreneurs to be more creative. Let me tell you the good and the bad of creativity, because sometimes people take this message in a completely different way. The good is what? You will constantly figure out ways to solve problems, which is great. You'll constantly figure out ways to process issues, which is great. You'll constantly figure out ways to do things better, which is great. You'll give birth to other people that are working around you who are always thinking about figuring out ways to make things better as well, because one of the fastest ways to become creative is to be around creative minds, and you become creative. One of the fastest ways to become non-creative is to be around a bunch of non-creative people, and you become non-creative, right? So the good is you're going to solve problems in a more swift way, right? Swiftly. But the problem is this. Here's the bad. The bad is, let's just say you set up a system in your business that's working, and you keep changing that system because you're so creative, so you're getting bored, so you keep changing. You're not given an opportunity for you to, you know, go out and create momentum. Let me explain in the sports standpoint so you know this. Steph Curry's shot has been the same for many, many years. He's not going to change that shot. That shot works. But his creativity of dribbling, of going around and figuring out ways to go through screen, that you can be creative on the approach. But the system is working. Why change it? The system is producing results. If you do have a system that's working, that's producing results, and you know based on how other people are producing results with that, don't change that part of it. Every time you do, you lose momentum. Every single time I've seen entrepreneurs that go boom, boom, I say, what happened here? Well, we decided to do this. Why did you do it when it was already working for you? Well, you know, I just kind of thought we can make it better. No, you can change approach. You can change cultures, decision-making, challenges, but not necessarily what is working. So sometimes the bad part of creativity is also it could backfire on you. So people may ask and say, well, Pat, how do I become more creative right now? I want to know how to become more creative. Let's talk about that now. One, think about the most creative minds you know. Make a list of them. Think about the most creative minds you know. Think about them. And they got to be positive. But I'm not talking about the most creative mind that's a drug dealer that's doing very good and let me go hang out with them. I'm not talking about that. But think about the most creative minds you know who are an entrepreneur or maybe somebody that's always been good at finding unconventional ways of solving issues. Let's just say, and every time we talk to them, they challenge your thinking like, oh, wow, man, I never thought about it this way. Be around that person and ask them questions and process issues with them so you'll know how they go, ding, 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 ding. Oh, that's their process on how they solve. Then ask another one, ding, 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 ding. Oh, I never go that way. I go this way. That's strange. That's amazing. Now I get it, right? Another thing you can do to become more creative is just be more curious about life. Really just be curious about life, curious about your health, curious about your body, curious about business, curious about solving problems, curious about everything. And that allows you to figure out ways to solve issues. Energy. You need to have a lot of energy because creative people are typically very energized. They have a lot of energy for themselves to be able to solve issues themselves. Next one is inspired. Figure out a way to get inspired. If you're inspired, a lot of things will happen for you. And then ask more questions. What I like to do a lot is this. I like to bring the group of people together and I'll sit down. Generally 3 to 5 people is all it takes. And I'll put a problem on the wall. And I say, guys, how can we do this better? And I'll let them say it. And we'll go through it. What about if we do this? How can we make this better? What about if this happens? What about if that happens? What about if this happens? What about if that happens? And by purely processing that issue together, what's taking place is not necessarily us trying to solve this thing. What's taking place is we're getting better at developing our creative mind. So hopefully you and I are going from being a 2% on our creativity test to 10%, to 15%, to 17%, to 20%. We are relearning our creative habits that we once had for many, many years to go, many, many years ago, and we've had it, and we're learning how to do that again. So pick any topic. You know, for me, the strangest thing could be, how can we make the voting system better? Voting system, what does that have to do with business? Nothing. We're just talking, how can we make the voting system better? Hey, what do you think about what that person said about business the other day? Do you agree with them? Hey, what do you think about what Elon Musk said? Do you agree with what Mark Cuban said? Do you agree with him? I don't. Tell me why. Because this. Why do you think he said that then? You know, Mark Cuban said you're a moron if you borrow money from people to start a business. Is Mark Cuban wrong? Is he right? Why is he wrong? Why is he right? What if you do? What if you don't? Can somebody do it? Can somebody not do it? And you're just going deep because you go, man, never thought about that. That's interesting. You know, yeah, that's some. So, man, I never. That's pretty interesting. Hey, what can we do if we were to go on a camping trip? Where would you want to go to? How would you set it up? How would you get to the top? What would you do with this? Hey, if you and I were working at Twitter right now, Twitter's going through this problem right now where they don't know how to make money with their subscribership. How would you fix the problem with Twitter? What would you do with that? How would you make money with that? What would you do right now if you were hired at Twitter to be the operations guys to show them how to make money? What would your approach be with that? Hey, if you were working right now with a company like Yahoo that's lost its sizzle, that only has one way of making money, how would you make Yahoo work? What do you think about the fact that Time Magazine wants to buy Yahoo? Why would Time Magazine buy Yahoo? What's the purpose of Time Magazine buying Yahoo? Would you buy Yahoo? Would you be a Yahoo if you bought Yahoo? What is Yahoo? Why are we buying Yahoo? Would you spend the money to buy Yahoo? What kind of profits do you make? Then it's like, oh man, did you know that Yahoo made money doing this? Did you know that money? Did you know that did you know that this person made money doing this? And you're just going, hey, what happened with oil? What causes oil to drop? What do you think? So what would happen if oil went to $10 a barrel? What would happen to the Middle East? What would happen to this? These are all questions you're thinking that's creating and it's giving birth to your creative mind. Then you take those same abilities on how you're processing into your business. Then you start solving big problems and small problems in your business as if it's nothing because your creative mind has become incredible at processing issues. This also helps you in your personal life, in your financial life, in your health life if you apply this creative thinking. Thanks everybody for listening. And by the way, if you haven't already subscribed to Valuetainment on iTunes, please do so. Give us a 5-star, write a review if you haven't already. And if you have any questions for me that you may have, you can always find me on Snapchat, Instagram, Facebook, or YouTube. Just search my name, Patrick BitDavid. And I actually do respond back when you snap me or send me a message on Instagram. With that being said, have a great day today. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.